أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب، ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب، سيصلى نارا ذات لهب، وامرأته حمالة الحطب، في جيدها حبل من مسد. صدق الله العظيم. This is Surah Al-Lahab that was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from amongst the early surahs in Makkah Mukarramah. And as the name suggests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Abu Lahab. But before we go there, the relationship between this surah and the previous surah, Surah An-Nasr, is that in Surah An-Nasr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His help, His nusrat, the victory. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's victory comes, Allah's help comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with each one of the enemies of Islam. One by one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Himself takes care. So we saw that first, it is lakum dinukum waliya deen. We need to learn as an ummah not to compromise in matters of our deen, and then attract the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with these enemies. However obvious they may be to us, they may be unknown to us, whatever the case is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. The more and more one looks at these two surahs and the relationship between this, one also gets the impression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fatah, Surah Nasr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the absolute end of the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in Surah Lahab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the absolute beginning, where it started from and where it ends. So Allah speaks about the end first, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the beginning. Allah ta'ala knows best why it's like this. But anyway, we find that Abu Lahab was the paternal uncle of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verses of Iqra and Nubuwat came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then amongst the first verses thereafter to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was one of the verses in Surah Shu'ara, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you go now and warn with muhabbat, love and kindness your close family members. So in order to fulfill that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes on to Mount Safa, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam calls the various clans and the families of the Quraysh, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stands there. Obviously he is at an elevated place, the Quraysh is at his feet at the bottom of the hill, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam asked them that if I were to tell you that there is an army that is about to attack Makkah Mukarramah, would you believe me? Obviously the rationale there was that I can see, because I'm at the top of the mountain, you are not at the top, the mountain is a barrier between you and what I can see. So if I warn you about this attack on Makkah, would you believe me? So the people all replied, his family, they replied, why not? Obviously he was Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq, so they had no doubt up to that point in time. And even after that also, they had no doubt in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It was their pride that didn't allow them to accept his message. But amongst all these people, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed them and he said that I also warn you about the akhirat. And I warn you about the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirat. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's rationale, that here I can see and you have believed in me. So obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me. So to a greater extent now you need to believe, because it's not my eyes. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is speaking. And it is Allah that is saying that there is a hereafter. It is Allah that is speaking about Jahannam. It is Allah that is speaking about the fire. It is Allah that is speaking about the punishment. So this is the original and the real and true warning. So at that time, Abu Lahab, in one narration, he picked up a stone and he threw it at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and perhaps that was the first physical attack on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He laid the foundation to it. And then of course, he also said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tabban yadak ali hadha jama'atana, that may your two hands perish. Is this why you have gathered us here today to tell us about the story of yours? And hence, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, obviously, what goes through the heart and the mind of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, those that had loved and those that accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what goes through their hearts at that time also. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this and Allah says, Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. There is one narration also that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, he would speak about the hereafter, then Abu Lahab used to go with his two hands to everyone and he would say that, listen, if this is going to happen, then here are my two hands, there's nothing happened to my two hands. He speaks about things perishing, there's nothing that is happening to my hands. And there are other narrations also, that wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go and give da'wat, then he would go and he would speak to the people and say that this is my nephew and he is now bewitched. Is possessed by some form of sorcery and do not listen to whatever he is saying. So hence, he was one of the greatest enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala says, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab, that the hand, may the hand of Abu Lahab perish. Now here, Abu Lahab was not his real name. His real name was Abdul Uzza. Uzza was the name of an idol and he was called the servant of that idol. But Lahab actually means flame. And because his cheeks were red, so that is why the people used to call him Abu Lahab. And they called him Abu Lahab because of his cheeks. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we may use the term for cheek's sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him Abu Lahab because for him is the flame of the fire of Jahannam. Watabba, now here there's two different sentences actually. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. One is the information from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather, one is the curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may the hand of Abu Lahab perish, and watabba, it was perished. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that the curse also is effective. In other words, it is going to happen. Now we also know that when sometimes the Mawlana makes the nikah, then he says that I give the girl's name, whatever her name may be, her hand into your nikah, and the hand here represents the whole body. In other words, it is not just the hand that gets married, it is the whole body. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to the whole body of Abu Lahab by mentioning the hand, that he is going to be destroyed. Now when that destruction had taken place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about it, but by and large, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that it happened in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. But before we get there, Allah says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ, that his mal, his wealth, and his kasab, his gain, whatever he earned, was of no avail to him. So when he would hear about the akhirat, he would hear about qiyamah, and he would hear about standing in front of Allah, and there's going to be hisab and kitab and accountability, then he used to say also very audaciously, that I have no problem whatsoever, like how Allah has given me wealth over here, Allah has given me honor and dignity amongst my people, Allah has given me children, I will take all this and I will place it in the courts of Allah, I will give it as a ransom, and that will save me in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that. And Allah says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ, that his mal, his wealth, and his kasab, whatever he had earned, whatever he had gained, all of it will be of absolute no avail in this world also and in the hereafter. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.